SBS हिंदी।
It's my pleasure to introduce you all to Shar Moore today. Shar Moore, who runs the Rani Project for raising funds for girls in remote areas in India. She's an author and a multiple award winner, a motivational speaker and the founder of Vi Magazine. So let's talk to Shar and find out more about this service. Hello, Shar, and welcome to the Hindi program.
Thank you very much for having me, Kumit.
It's such a pleasure, and it's great to know that you're doing something for girls in rural areas of India. And this project is called Rani. So can you tell us a little more about this project?
Yes, definitely. So being Indian myself, I obviously love the country, have a great affiliation with it. And recently I was speaking in India, in Delhi, at a conference. And I won my second international award there for the work that I do with women. And someone was on stage sharing this amazing project in Vrindavan in rural India. And they were telling us about the girls, only one in 100 rural girls go to school. And I thought, well, what happens to the other 99? So they literally stay on the street. They're either beggars. And often they do get sold into sex industries, they become slaves. So I just thought, once I'd heard that, I thought I can't do nothing about this. I have a voice, I'm an inspirational speaker, I travel the world, I have a beautiful community of people. I thought I really need to do something about this. So my middle name is Rani, and as we all know, Rani means Indian princess. Mm-hmm. It's also the middle name of our daughter, who we adopted from India when she was 6 days old. And I thought, how do I tie in the work that myself and my daughter will do in the future to this project? So we created Project Rani, which we've made to stand for Rani is Raising Awareness for Needs in India.
All right.
And yeah, so now we're doing this Y July tour, 3 weeks on the road with our caravan, traveling from the Gold Coast down the coast, doing lots of inspirational talks at women's groups. And everything that we're selling within the month of Y July is being raised and sent over to Project Food for Life in Vrindavan.
Okay. So it's interesting that you chose India. And of course, you were inspired in Delhi when you heard that a lot of girls in rural areas don't get an education and they land up on the street or begging or whatever. So what's your background and why did you choose India in particular?
Yes, certainly. So I'm actually Indian. I was born in Thailand. And from a very young age, it was organized by my grandmother, which I know happens, but this was 35 years ago as well. But I grew up in country Victoria. But being Indian and having my family back in India, my grandmother had organized for me to be betrothed to a man 9 years older than me. So I was 11 and he was 20 living in Thailand. And we went back for one of our family holidays to visit the family. And it turned out that that's the year that I was 11, I actually became engaged. So when I came back to country Victoria, I was going to school. From the age of 11 to 15 and a half, I was actually spoken for to a man in India. Sorry, in Thailand. And I was meant to be going back at 16 and a half to get married. And as we all know, that's really young and it wasn't really my choice. Mm-hmm. But my stepdad that raised me, my Australian father, who was my best friend, he found out about the situation at 15 and a half. He gave me a chance, Kuma, to choose my future. And he asked me, was that what I wanted? And no one had ever really asked me my opinion before. And I know there are some very happy arranged marriages. So it's not that it may not have been happy, but it wasn't really what I'd wanted.
Right.
And growing up in a Western environment, I would have loved to have been able to choose my partner and choose to work and all of those other things. So he asked me if it was what I wanted, and I said no. And he actually made the situation disappear. I was then able to leave home at 17 and a half. I'd go out and find my own way, marry my husband. We've been married 25 years. We've got our two boys, our daughter and two grandkids now.
Wow, that's an interesting story. So your mother, obviously, and your biological father were of Indian heritage, right?
Yes, correct.
But you grew up in Thailand?
I spent 4.5 years in Thailand and then we moved to country Victoria where I spent all my childhood.
So where were your parents originally from in India? Were they from a rural area also?
Not that I know of. So I didn't really connect much with my birth father. My mum was actually born in Bangkok. My grandmother was from North India, so quite pale skin, and I believe my father was Pakistan at the time.
Right. So born of Indian parents per se, grew up in Thailand you stayed there for some time, and then you came to Victoria. So did you ever suffer an identity crisis?
Very much so. Look, I didn't really know who I was at the time, and it was one of those things that when you're told a lot of your childhood that you're really not going to amount to anything, you know, speak when spoken to, nothing you have to say is of importance. I was very much told that, you know, an Indian girl just does as she's told, keeps in the background, and really the only purpose I knew at that age was to get married and have children. So I really lost myself, and it's ironic now that I'm a paid keynote speaker around the world that inspires others, because it's the complete opposite to what I was told when I was young.
Indeed. What you're saying is quite inspiring, considering you were betrothed at 11 and broke those shackles. What do you think of Indian culture in general? Does this happen often, do you think?
Yes, it does. Look, I mean, I don't know too much about now, because I used to go to a lot of weddings when we were on holiday over there with you know, younger girls being betrothed. Recently in India, I asked some local women, does it still happen? And they said, oh, absolutely it does. However, you know, it's shifted a lot. A lot of girls are, if they're educated, though, Kuma, that's the thing. If they're educated, they're now saying, no, I don't want to get married yet. I want to finish my education. I want to get a job. Then I will get married. So, yes, they are still putting in the arranged situation, but they're educated. And that's why we're doing Project Rani, Kuma, because we want to, if we can educate more out of those 100 girls in the rural area, they have a degree or they can get a job. They can then choose if they'd like to marry or work for a while. And it all comes back to education, we believe.
I guess in rural and remote areas of India, it does happen where child brides are married off and they are engaged at a very young age, but they don't have to go and live with the husband. When they achieve puberty, maybe they are sent off to the husband's house. But in the big cities, no, girls seem to have much more freedom and choose their own husband, or even if they have an arranged marriage, they meet the guy a couple of times and then they make up their mind. But it's great that you're working for women or girls in rural areas. So how many girls are you all supporting at the moment?
So at the moment, through Project Rani and Food for Life of Vrindavan, there's 1,500 girls that go to the school. And the $60 a month that we fundraise for, it pays for one girl to be taken off the streets, out of the rural area, put into school, education, 3 hot meals a day, clothing, medical, etc. The capacity of the school is actually 3,000. But unfortunately, they don't have the funding for the other 1,500. And that's why we're raising $100,000 this year, which will pay for a new school bus, new kitchen to be redone, and then more girls to go into the facility.
So you're doing a lot of great work, so we wish you all the best and keep up the good work and keep motivating others.
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot, Char.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।